Praise the Lord, I'm Pastor Jesse Rich, honored and glad and delighted you tuned in today. Let's open our Bibles over here to Isaiah chapter 53. Now we're reading scriptures pertaining to faith and divine healing. And you want to grow your faith. And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So meditate, speak God's promises on healing every day. It's going to help build your spirit man up on the Word. And also it's going to help you renew your mind to God's Word so you eliminate all the doubt and unbelief that come to you that tries to convince you that maybe God doesn't want you healed for some reason. But here in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 and 5 says here, surely, talk about what Jesus was going to do when he came, of course he's came, surely he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did see him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastised our peace upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And then let's go over here to Matthew. Matthew's going to refer to this by the Holy Spirit in Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. He's going to refer to Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. And the Bible says here in Matthew 8, 17, that it might be fulfilled which spoke by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now this proves to you that not only Jesus took your sins, but he also took your sickness and diseases when he went to the cross. Actually, he was beaten in Pilate's hall before he took your sins. He was scourged. And the reason that was done is so God could lay your sickness and diseases upon Jesus. And then Jesus took your sins when he was crucified. Now, if it wasn't that important, then Jesus would never have been beaten. But he was beaten for a reason. So here in 1 Peter, the Bible says in chapter 2, now verse 24, says here, who his own self bare our sins, his own body on the tree, that's the cross, that we, being dead to sins, should live in a righteous, notice these last six words, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now this lets you know that it's already been done, that Jesus has already taken your sickness and diseases, not going to someday. And see, you want to get this established in your heart and your mind that you know that you're not trying to get healed if you're sick. And there's no reason that God would want you sick for any reason. See, we've been taught that as Christians, either directly or indirectly. This sort of spiritualized sickness, though if you're sick, you get closer to God, or God put this sickness on you to teach you something. Well, if you can read, we just read there in the Bible that God put your sickness and diseases upon Jesus. Himself took our infirmities, bare our sicknesses. I mean, when you think of the word sick, what do you think of? You think of being sick. By whose stripes ye were healed. When you think of healed, you think of healing. When you think of healing, you think of someone sick that needs healing or got healed. And you want to renew your mind that way. Because if you get this idea that maybe God wants you sick for a reason, if you got a disease, you're going to die with it. So what you want to do as a believer, you want to build yourself up in God's Word that you know from God's Word that healing belongs to you if you're sick. If you're not sick, then keep yourself built up so you stay healthy. Let's go over here to read some more scriptures along this line. We'll go over here to the book of Matthew. And we'll start here in Matthew chapter... Well, let's start here in chapter 8. Now here in Matthew chapter 8, the Bible says here, beginning here in this verse 1, about the man that had leprosy. The scripture says in verse 1, when he came down the mountain, great multitudes followed him, that's Jesus, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me clean. Now this is what all your relatives that are Christians believe, even the ones that are not Christians. If they believe in God, they believe God can heal if it's his will. Almost everybody you know believes that way. Rarely do you find somebody that believes that God put our sickness and diseases upon Jesus. So what we've got is people trying to get healed, then dying, and never did get healed. And the other people kind of scratch their head, well, I wonder why God never did heal so-and-so. Well, what happens is many dear people were trying to get healed. And you'll hear people make statements, especially ministers, you know, well, I'll tell you one thing, Brother Rich, I just believe God can do anything in his good time. And they're referring to healing. Well, first of all, the Bible doesn't teach that God can do it in his good time. See, again, you're missing the point here that it's already been done. It's not that God's out doing it. He's already done it. And not only that, you didn't get saved believing that way. You didn't get saved believing that, you know, if God wants to, he'll save you. No, you had to call upon the Lord. You had to, you know, hear about Jesus and accept the message and act upon that message. Well, healing is the same way. And we have this man that says this. I believe you can heal me if it's your will. Now, he believes God has the power, apparently. He just knows if it's God's will or not. So most people that are sick are wondering why they haven't gotten healed. When is God going to heal me? Why hasn't he healed me yet? And then people come along and fill in the blanks. Well, God's trying to teach you something. You'll hear. People will tell you that God put this on you to because he knew you could bear it. You were special. Well, now again, Jesus bore your sicknesses. What would you think if a minister told a sinner that God wants them to live in sin to teach them something? That God wants them to continue to live in sin because he's working something out in their life. Well, you'd want to stone him. Think this is crazy. But yet people are told that about healing. And the reason is because of what they've been taught. What was said to them. Faith comes by hearing. Well, doubt and unbelief comes by hearing also. Faith comes by hearing the word. Doubt and unbelief comes by hearing people saying, yeah, but you don't never know what God will do. Well, you know exactly what God has done from the word. And you want to build your life up, build your faith up in God's promises. Thank God for all the Bible. But in the Bible is promises. You want to find out those promises. And see, we were taught our life, all of our life, that God can heal if it's his will. God can do anything. Well, he can't, but you know what the person means by that. I mean, God can't lie. He can't change. There's two things right there he can't do. And you have to realize that if you don't know this, that God operates one way. Through your faith. So what you're doing as a believer, you're building yourself up, you're building your faith up, and you're doing that by hearing God's word. You know, this ninth chapter here of Matthew, now verse 27, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, saying, Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And when he came to the house, the blind men came unto him, and Jesus said, Believe ye, I'm able to do this. And they said to him, Yea, Lord. Then touched their eyes and said, According to God's power, be healed. No, that's not what it says. According to God's will, be healed. No, he said, Your faith. According to your faith, be done to you. Now, everything you receive from God is going to be according to your faith. And that's great because it makes it equal for all of us. See, people think, well, you know, I've got all the... You know, people used to say this to evangelists. They'd be in the prayer line. Evangelists would come up to him. He's going down praying for people. Sometimes evangelists kind of interview people. Sister, what's wrong with you? Well, she'd tell what's wrong. If you didn't cut her off, she'd keep on going and on and on and on and on about what's wrong with her. So they usually told him to shut up. But anyway, and then you'd hear people saying, I'll tell you, Brother so-and-so, like Brother Jack Coe, he was mightily used. Oral Roberts thought he was used the greatest was Jack Coe. And they'd say something like, well, I've got all the faith in the world. And Jacko would say, well, sister or brother, you're a liar. If you had all the faith in the world, you wouldn't be in my prayer line. And we lost these ministers because people got offended and got to become polite. You know, they want someone, well, you know, you got leprosy or some terminal disease. Are you going to be worried or concerned if they spit on you? And if you get healed, that's the important thing. How many ministers spit on people before they pray for them, before they minister to them? You're blind? Well, let me spit on your eyes like Jesus did. I was reading this one time, a teaching on Assembly of God. A lady had been in Assembly of God for church like 30 years. She said, that's not in the Bible. I said, it's only once, it's twice. See, her picture of Jesus wasn't, he didn't spit. You see what's happened to people? Your biggest problem you've probably got today in America is people are offended. And people are catering to their offense. Well, now, you've got this Jesus said to the blind men. They're blind. Close your eyes right now, both of them. You like to live that way? I mean, what would be worse than being blind? As bad as being deaf would be. Being blind. These two guys are blind. They came to where Jesus sat. You can open your eyes now. Jesus said in verse 28, "Believe you I'm able to do this? Oh, yay, Lord." But then Jesus put it right back on them. He said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." And the eyes were open, Jesus straightly charged them, saying, "See not, no man know it." But when they were departed, they spread abroad. What did Jesus tell them not to do? He told them, "Don't go tell anybody." So what did they do? They went out and told. See, Jesus is going to tell you sometimes not to tell people. I don't, you know. Have many miracles people don't even know about. There's a right time. You want to be led. You may never tell it in this life. Jesus told him not to tell it. When's the last time, you know, that God did a miracle for you and didn't tell anybody? You want to be led by the Spirit. Why did Jesus tell him to do this? Does it say why he told him not to? It just says this, that he told him not to. Not only happened to these people over that, but nevertheless, they didn't do what Jesus said to do. Now, the verse 32 says here, "And they went out, and behold, they brought a dumb man possessed the devil." Now, this guy is deaf and dumb. Now, why is he dumb? He's got a devil that got in his body. "And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it's never so seen in Israel." Now, verse 35 says, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and preaching." In the Gospels, teaching is always listed first before preaching. Teaching elaborates, expounds on it. We don't have preachers today, but we used to. You have a few. Most of our ministers today teach. But usually a preacher just reads about a half of a verse of Scripture and preaches from that. Teachers, I have you look up a bunch of Scriptures. "Now Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. He saw the multitudes move compassionately because they fainted and scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." You've been around people that don't have a pastor? They get scattered. They get to believing that what they're doing is okay. And they have a reason why they don't go to church, you know. Well, it's usually because they don't want to submit. If it was, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal, then they wouldn't be scattered. So the Bible says here that Jesus said, you know, he didn't say you're scattered because you don't have a prophet. He didn't say you're scattered because you don't have an apostle. He didn't say you're scattered because you don't have an evangelist. He said you're scattered because you don't have a shepherd. Shepherds are bishops. Bishop, shepherd, overseer, pastor are the same word. So now Jesus said this is what would happen. He told us in Hebrews not to forsake the assemblies ourselves together, especially as we see the day approaching. You know, if a person can't go to church, what can they do for God? They have a reason why not to go. They got offended. They didn't like the way they were treated. I got used. They don't respect me. They don't honor me. They don't respect my anointing. They got all the preacher took the money, ran off with the piano player. On and on and on and on and on and on while they have a reason. Well, then you face God over that. See, just because you think you've got an excuse doesn't mean you get out of doing what God told you to do. You know, I got a yoke of oxen, I bought a piece of property, I got married. Did they get excused by God for that excuse? No. But that was their excuse. But that wasn't from God. I want to encourage you, if you've got our Divine Healing Scripture sheet, read it. If you're on it, get our website. You can download it, jesserichministries.com. If you'd like to have a copy sent to you or to write our ministry by writing Jesse Rich Ministries, Post Office Box 237170, New York, New York, 10023. Or you can call our ministry, area code 212-501-7999. Come to our services, get built up in God's Word. Till next time, it's Pastor Jesse Rich. Man, we love you, praying for you, And remember, Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.